I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Redskins have a new running back, LaShun Daniels. Played at Iowa. He was on the practice squad. His NFL.com page says he was a Patriot at some point. Nobody knows anything about him, but he's probably going to get carries and protect Kirk Cousins' blindside against the blitz on Thursday.
Good luck with that,
hey,
man.
See that guy, Snacks Harrison? I know you don't know our playbook. Just block him. Rookie from Iowa.
Do the best you can.
You know
good
what
luck,
I just
pal.
Realized?
What's that?
You know how I picked Georgia as my favorite football team going into last season?
Yeah, that was your big. That was a big announcement for you.
Yeah, and I still, you know, I like the Bulldogs and I watched their games or whatever. I think I should have picked Iowa. I think Iowa's really what I should have done. Big Ten football is kind of for me at the collegiate level. He rushed for 1,000 yards on 200 carries, just basically plotted his way to 5 a pop, which collegiately is not that great in 2016. But I remember him, and like Akram Wadley's now is my new favorite guy ever. I love that guy, Scott from Michigan State, who runs it like 53 times a game,
yep,
for like
yep.
59 yards. Dude, I love Big Ten, just beat you up, Chris Russell football. I think it's the best.
For me, I default to a couple things. Bring me defensive excellence from the SEC, whoever the best two SEC defenses are, please pluck players from there. Give me offensive linemen from the Big Ten. And then the occasional playmaking defender from Iowa. You know, I mean, the occasional guy that's just like, I could have gone somewhere else, but I just love Iowa so much that I'm going to come downhill and smack people. Like the strong safety from Iowa is what I'm looking for almost all the time. I'm with you. I don't mind that brand of football because they're never the best. They're always giving somebody a great game. They'll like
yes.
They'll beat one team a year where they go, how'd they do that? They're going nuts in whatever the stadium is.
They're always going to pull off one stunner. That's a move that had to be made because Chris Thompson was placed on injured reserve. By the way, so was Spencer Long today. So was Terrell Pryor today. Jay Gruden, when asked about Pryor, it's tough because after week two, supposedly, he was having that trouble with his ankle. And you could notice it on tape from time to time. He was not running his 4.3 40 as advertised. He was trying to fight through the pain. And I just think after so many weeks of the pounding that he felt, he needed to get it checked out. And it needed to be cleaned up and get the surgery. He did his best to try to fight through it, but as far as gauging him for his production on this, it is kind of hard to say because he was never really at full strength. So, and maybe this is accurate, but the way this will be spun going into free agency for Terrell Pryor is, I wasn't healthy after week two. That's when I got hurt. And good, because he's a hard enough worker that I hope the guy makes money.
Yeah.
Did your foot keep you from catching passes?
Were your hands hurt too? Was it like an extension pain?
I'm not sure.
I mean, I know it affects you. I mean, we're joking.
All he did was drop passes. And in week one, he was also really bad, if you remember.
Yeah.
Well, and in the preseason, he was really bad. Now, he got upset when he was asked about being really bad because these games don't matter, though. But there was never times when he wasn't bad.
I give Jay Gruden a ton of credit for this. And I talk about this all the time. Probably not nearly enough. They thought they had something. They gave him 11 targets in that first week. The same way that Jay, a couple of years ago, saw Robert Griffin, I guess it was Cleveland game or Baltimore, whatever it was in the preseason, and went, dude, we can't do this. He learned his lesson. He saw that right that evening, probably went back and watched a couple of plays and said, oh, my God, we have made a mistake. This cannot be our featured player. That's what they thought. They thought they had their replacement. They were going to give him double-digit targets every week. Thank goodness they decided to go a different way. Thank goodness.
The transcription of the Jay Gruden press conference today.
They're playing how they're playing.
Would
like that.
Be comical if it wasn't the Redskins.
Yeah.
But basically, when they're talking about injuries and things, he's asked about playing 3 games in 12 days, which amid injury turmoil from hell, that's what the Redskins are doing. And he says, yeah, it's not easy. It's the way the NFL decided to do business, which I think is really funny, calling out the league.
He said, schedule's the scheduling.
Thanksgiving games are great. But when you're in a bind like we are with the injury situation and having 2 days to get new players ready for a guy like Coach Spagnuolo or Coach McAdoo, it's not easy, but we're going to do it. It's no big deal. Guys are excited to play on Thanksgiving, I think. They're excited to get that taste of New Orleans out of their mouth and play in front of their home crowd. Then he was asked, well, is Spencer Long going to have surgery? He said, yeah, on his tendon. Then he was asked about Chase Roullier, and he said, Chase has done well so far. We just have got to make sure he is okay. It will pop up on the report here pretty soon, I'm sure. He's got an injured hand, so we'll have to get that taken care of.
So
no one even
that.
Knew that yet. Yeah. And he said he'll pop up on the report. And we found out right afterwards via a report, Chase Roullier told someone he's had surgery and he's out for multiple weeks.
Yeah. Cousin Chase, he always keeps those injuries secret.
He has for a long time. Corresponding moves. Jay Gruden just looks down at the sheet of paper in front of him and starts reading off names he's never heard of. Demetrius Ranney from Tennessee State, some center that they signed. Played for the Rams for 3 years. LaShawn Daniels, we are going to sign. Running back from Iowa. Jay Gruden doesn't know these guys. They play for him in 2 days.
What is going on?
If and when they lose to the Giants, I mean, you guys are going to call and tell us how terrible they are and how everyone should be fired. And maybe you guys will win out and you'll get your way and the Redskins can just stay bad for many, many years. A small part of me hopes that happens because that's what people who yell very loudly after losses deserve. However, the context here is incredible. They will not have one single practice this week. They will only have walkthroughs to prepare a bunch of guys who don't know anything about their playbook for the game. But we'll expect you to go out and look good or else people are going to be very upset. What other type of job is like that? Can you imagine, like, if you and I couldn't do the show and a couple guys who have never done radio had to come in here and they botch one thing and someone calls in and goes, that's unacceptable. That's fairly acceptable, actually.
Yeah, except, you know,
they've never done it before.
No producers, no microphones. You're doing a show with a tin can and a piece of string on the rooftop. I mean, what are we doing? If this was just a bunch of guys have muscle strains, pulls, tendon things, I could say, hey, fire the training staff. This is absurd.
Ralph Facchiano, great reporter. Love the guy. He came on. I said, why are the Giants so bad? They started 0-5. They were healthy at the beginning of the year, by the way. And he said, well, it's mostly injuries. And then I said, oh, who's hurt? And he went through an injury list where, like, their return man.
A couple guys are hurt.
This backup player. And okay.
He said they had eight different offensive line combinations. And I go, oh, my God, the Redskins had eight in the second quarter last week.
Right, exactly.
You know, I mean, where Tony Bergstrom took a snap.
You know, I'm supposed to feel bad for the Giants? They've got nothing compared to the Redskins. Download the all-new Radio.com app and listen to 106.7 The Fan anytime, anywhere. It's been a fun show. If you missed any part of it, go to grantanddanny.com/audio. Chad Dukes versus the World is next. He is talking to Joe Gibbs at 4 o'clock. You
oh,
know
nice.
Joe Gibbs. He owns a NASCAR team.
Yeah.
I think Dukes wants to talk about the chase, so he's going to have Joe Gibbs on. Gibbs also coached football at one point. He was an offensive coordinator for the Chargers years and years ago.
Years ago, in
so
another
he,
life, yeah.
He can probably relate to being a coordinator in the NFL.
If you're a late 70s, early 80s football fan, you'll remember the name Joe Gibbs.
What did he do after the Chargers before NASCAR?
I blacked out. I remember there was something positive. There was a parade. He held something high
really?
Aloft, and I believed, and I had hope. It was so much fun.
Hmm. That's real interesting.
For Grant, for Brendan, for Thom, I'm Danny. CDVTW is up next. Blah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.